We now continue with lesson number 22 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos. Today, we will finish the seventh perek by learning the sixth Mishnah of the seventh perek, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vov, and we will begin the eighth perek learning Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah of the eighth perek. First, the last Mishnah of the seventh perek, which establishes the rule, which we learned about yesterday. Yesterday we learned how the rule applies to Korban Todo. Today we will learn the source of the rule being, quote, Kol Dovor Shebachovo Eino Bo Elo Min Hachulin. If you have an obligation, you can't pay for that obligation with money which is already pre-dedicated to, in our example, Kesef Ma'aseh Sheni. You can only bring it from, so to speak, unencumbered fund, otherwise disposable income. The Mishnah asks, Mishnah Vov of Perek Zayin, Minayin La'omer, how do we know this principle? At Horei Olai Todo, once a person comes out of the hospital or out of prison or whatever, and says, Baruch Hashem, Horei Olai Todo, from that point, lo yovi elo min hachulin, he must bring the korban toda from disposable income. He cannot bring it from moos ma'aseh sheni, from kesef ma'aseh sheni. Shenema, because the posuk says with reference to korban pesach, a strange thing. Vizovachto pesach lashem eloikecho tzon uvokor. Now we know from Parshas Bo that a korban pesach must be brought from a sheep or a goat. And here the posuk says, in Dvorim Perek Tezayin posuk beis, the posuk says that you bring the korban pesach from sheep, tzon, which can mean either a lamb or a goat, uvokor, or cattle, cows. The Mishnah asks, v'haloein pesach bo elo min hakavosim min hoizim? The korban pesach can only come from sheep or goats. Imkein lomo ne'emar tzon uvokor. How can the posuk speak of tzon ubokor, bokor being cows? Elo lahakish kol habo min habokor min hatzon lapesach. The Torah here is setting up a comparison, a hekish, between bokor and tzon and the korban pesach. Mo ha-pesach shehu bo b'chovo. The Pesach is a perfect example of a korban chova. The Pesach is not something which you give because you decide, oh, I'd like to give a korban Pesach this year, out of my own free will, my own good heart. It's not a nedava, not a gift. The Pesach is an obligation, a very serious obligation upon every Jew. So, and the korban Pesach only comes from chulin, from disposable income. Eino bo elo min hachulin. Now, how do we know this itself? How do we know that a korban pesach only comes from chulin? Well, the answer is an interesting one, because the first korban pesach in history, which was brought in Mitzrayim, how did the Jews get that sheep that they were going to use for a korban pesach back in Egypt? They didn't give it, they couldn't spend money from kesef ma'aseh sheni, because they didn't have kesef ma'aseh sheni. They didn't come to Eretz Yisrael yet. They didn't have such a thing as fields of their own that they had to tithe. So obviously, when they brought the korban pesach, korban chovo was an obligation. They had to dig into their own pockets, even though they were slaves. They had to have some type of income, some type of cash, which they used to purchase the korban pesach. So ma pesach, shehu bo b'chovo, pesach, which is obligatory. And eino bo elo min hachulin, it only came from disposable income, not from previously committed to ma'aseh sheni, kesef ma'aseh sheni. So therefore, the Mishnah says, kol af kol dovor shehu bo b'chova, so too. Any korban which comes because of a prior obligation, like the person who came out of the hospital on his way home, said, harei olai korban todo, lo yavo elo min hachulin. That obligation must be funded from chulin money, from unencumbered money. Lefichach omer harei alai todar. Ve'alosh shlomim. If a person last week, 2 weeks ago, last month, committed himself to being a korban todah or a korban shlomim, ho'ul v'heim bo'im chovo, so now he has set up an obligation to bring this todah or the shlomim. Lo yovo'u elo min hachulin. It cannot come from kesef ma'asheni. The funds for that todah shlomim cannot come from kesef ma'asheni, but only from chulin, money which has no prior encumbrance upon it. Mishnah is an interesting halacha. V'hanesochim, the nesochim which accompany a korban shlomim, b'chol makom lo yavo elamen achulin. Under all circumstances, can only come from chulin, because even though we learned in the Mishnah yesterday that if a person did not pre-obligate himself by saying harei alai todah or harei alai shlomim, but after this kesef ma'ashesheni in front of him, he says harei alai todah min hamaser, then we learned yesterday that he can fund that korban todah from ma'os ma'ashesheni. However, the Mishnah now is telling you that the nesochim for this korban shlomim cannot come from the ma'os ma'ashesheni, can only come from chulin. Lo yavo elo min hachulin, not from ma'os ma'ashesheni. Why? Because the whole heter to bring a korban shlomim, for example, from ma'os ma'ashesheni, is because that shlomim is going to be eaten by the bialim. And remember, the kesef ma'ashesheni must be spended on edible food or drink. However, and shlomim qualifies, because shlomim is edible by the owner of the donator of the korban. But the nesochim are poured down the sides of the mizbeach. They're not eaten by anybody, and therefore no one drinks them. And therefore, most ma'ashesheni cannot be expended upon nesochim to accompany a korban shlomim. So we have finished this Mishnah, and in the process finished the seventh perek. We proceed immediately to the eighth perek, and we're really back to the basic discussions about the procedures relative to the various korbanos mincha, as we will see now. The Mishnah begins, Kol korbanos hatzibor v'hayochid bo'im min ha'oretz u'mechutz lo'oretz. All the korbanos mincha, which we've been studying, the wheat, or in some rare cases, the barley, for those korbanos mincha, can either come from the grain of Eretz Yisrael or the grain of chutz lo'oretz. They can come from Kansas and Nebraska, as well as from the hills of Yehuda. Min ha'chadosh u'min ha'yoshon. They can come from new tevua or from old tevua, except chutz min ha'omer u'shtei ha'lechem. The korban omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, and the shtei ha'lechem, which is brought on Shavuos, she'einon bo'im elo min ha'chadosh, umin ha'oretz. They must come both from the new grain, the grain post second day of Pesach, and from Eretz Yisrael grain. The reason being, because in Parshas Emor, by the Korban Omer, the Posek says, Ki sovo el ha'oretz asher ani nosein lochem, ukitzartem es kitziro, v'haveisem es omer reishis kitzirchem. So we see here two things. Number one, it's kisavo el ha'oretz. The grain for korban omer must come from Eretz Yisrael. Number two, it must be reishis kitzirchem. It must be the beginning of the harvest, meaning done after the first day of Pesach. By shtei halechem on Shavuos, the pasuk says, Ad mimochros ha-shabbos ha-shviyas tisperu chamishim yom. From the second night of Pesach, you begin counting 49 days. And then on the day of Shavuos, v'hikraftem mincho chadosh ol Hashem. You bring a new mincho, meaning a mincho from the chadosh, from the new grain, and only from the new grain. And the pasuk there continues, Mimoshvoseichem taviyu lechem tenufo. You can only bring the shtei halechem from Moshvoseichem, from your dwelling places, meaning from Eretz Yisrael. V'chulon, furthermore, all korbanos mincha, not just omer and shtei alechem, einon boim elo min hamuvchor. They must come from the choice grade A wheat or barley. As the pasuk says, v'chol mivchar nidreichem. They must be choice, select, top quality. V'yezehu muvchor, which flour and which oil for the korbanos mincha are select, are grade A. So we have some geographical challenges here now. One place is Michmos. Some say that Michmos is the town of Michmosh, which is mentioned in Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Gimel. Look it up. Mizonicha, or from a place called Mizonicha. And some suggest that this is a city in Lower Yehuda named Zonuach, which is mentioned in Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Tesvov. So, flour from Michmos or Mizonicha are Alpha Lasoles, Alpha A, alphabet A. They are A, grade A flour. So these are the best places to go for flour. Shni Olahem, number two, not number one, but number two, in the case of the quality of flour, is Chaforayim Babiko. Some have the girsa here, Aforayim, and they say that this is a city mentioned in Divrei Hayomim, Beis, Perek Yud Gimel. In any case, Aforayim or Chaforayim is already grade B. Kol ha'aratzo sayuksheros, the Mishnah finishes and says that all places, all regions in Eretz Yisrael are kosher for a korban mincha. Elamikan hayu meviim. The custom was to bring bedafka from those aforementioned places because they were very, very special quality. And so we have finished the first Mishnah of Perek Shmini, of the eighth Perek, and in the process have concluded lesson number 22.